This message comes from NPR sponsor LiveRight, publishers of Left 4 Dead, Shipwreck, Treachery, and Survival at the Edge of the World by Eric J. Dolan. The true story of five castaways abandoned on the Falkland Islands during the War of 1812. Available wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Palestinian health officials say Israeli airstrikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed at least 22 people, including six women and five children. They say one of those killed was a five-day-old baby. Israel has been carrying out almost daily airstrikes in the area for weeks in preparation for a long-awaited ground attack. Rafah is the last remaining Hamas stronghold. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to Israel and the Middle East this week, where he will once again pressure Israel to not invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Blinken is also expected to push for more aid deliveries to Palestinians. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says they're seeing some movement in that area.
They have been increasing the amount of trucks that have been getting into Gaza. Now, there's still challenges on the ground in getting it up into the north, but that's starting to happen, and the Israelis have started to meet the commitments that President Biden asked them to meet.
President Biden also spoke with Israel's prime minister on Sunday and asked that aid deliveries be sustained and enhanced. In California, pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters clashed Sunday at UCLA. Steve Futterman was at the campus.
There were some tense moments here as pro-Israeli groups held a rally adjacent to the pro-Palestinian encampment, which has been here since Thursday. The two sides were separated by metal barricades and security officers, members of both groups yelling at each other.
Take off your mask, you coward!
Ben Cady was at the pro-Israeli rally. He said to counter the pro-Palestinian groups.
We need to show the people of the world that Jews are no longer passive and will not stand by idly.
There were several skirmishes. Some punches were thrown before security stepped in. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Cleanup is underway after dozens of tornadoes ripped through the central plain states overnight Saturday. At least four people were killed by the storms in Oklahoma. Lionel Ramos from member station KOSU has more.
The deadly tornadoes ripped through central Oklahoma, leaving destruction behind. Some 80 miles south of Oklahoma City, the city of Sulphur saw its downtown largely leveled. Here's Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt at a news conference there.
We've got early reports. They think this is an F4, just kind of blowing right through downtown here. And I just haven't seen this much destruction.
Tens of thousands of people lost power across the state as homes and businesses were destroyed. Governor Kevin Stitt has declared a state of emergency in a dozen counties as FEMA mobilizes to aid in recovery efforts. For NPR News, I'm Lionel Ramos in Oklahoma City.
House and Senate negotiators have reached a deal overnight on a bill that, if passed, will offer a number of improvements for the nation's air traffic control system. The measure will increase the numbers of controllers in the country. It will also offer money for infrastructure programs at airports of all sizes. You're listening to NPR News. Pope Francis left his home in Rome this weekend for the first time in 7 months. Villa Marx reports that health problems and injuries have forced the pontiff to cancel several of his engagements in recent months.
Aged 87, Francis relied on boats, golf buggies, a helicopter and a wheelchair to travel around Venice Sunday, where he celebrated Mass in one of the city's most spectacular churches, talked to female prisoners in a jail, and unusually spoke publicly about his own physical frailty. The Pope last left Italy for a trip to France in September, then cancelled a United Arab Emirates visit in December after contracting flu, and in March withdrew from a major religious procession. A knee injury of his meant local authorities in Venice built a temporary pontoon for his wheelchair across the city's Grand Canal. "Please pray for me because this work is not easy," he told the thousands of people who gathered in Venice's famous St. Mark's Square to mark his visit. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.
Dubai's international airport is being moved. Officials say flights will be shifted from the downtown airport to the city state's second airport further south, and it will happen within 10 years. The project is expected to cost $35 billion. The current airport is known for its opulence. It's the busiest airport for international flights in the world. Elias Lindholm scored just over a minute into overtime on Sunday as the Vancouver Canucks stunned the Nashville Predators 4-3 in NHL playoff action. The win gives Vancouver a 3-1 lead in the series and leaves the Predators on the brink of elimination from postseason play. Brock Boeser of Vancouver had his first hat trick of the playoffs. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.